Mitt Romney continues to win the key primary battles with Rick Santorum as he moves ever closer to becoming the presumptive Republican candidate against President Barack Obama in the November election. Romney got another boost in the wake of his victory in Illinois when he won the endorsement of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Bush issued a written statement that said it was time Republicans unite behind Romney as their nominee. In his speeches, Romney mentions Santorum less and less and focuses most of his attention on drawing a contrast with President Obama.
The genius of America is that we nurture those dreams and the dreamers. We honor them. And yes, we reward them. That's part of what's uniquely brilliant about America. But day by day, job-killing regulation by job-killing regulation, bureaucrat by bureaucrat, this president is crushing the dream and the dreamers, and I will make sure that finally ends.
Romney's base of support among Republican voters includes those who say their top priority is defeating Mr. Obama in November. He also does well among Republicans who describe themselves as moderates. Rick Santorum continues to draw support from religious voters and from Republicans who consider themselves very conservative. He argues that he would offer general election voters a bolder alternative to the president than would Romney.
They want someone who's not going to go to Washington, D.C. because they want to be the most powerful person in the world to manage Washington. They want someone who's going to take that power and give it back to the people of this country.
It takes the support of 1,144 delegates to secure the Republican nomination at the party's nominating convention in Tampa, Florida, in late August. The latest Associated Press unofficial tally gives Romney more than 560 delegates, more than twice as many as Santorum. Santorum is favored in the next primary in Louisiana on Saturday. But expert Henry Olson of the American Enterprise Institute says Romney remains the strong favorite to eventually win the nomination.
I think right now, the way things are going, it's Mitt Romney just needs to be patient, and he's going to be the nominee.
Some analysts note that Republican voter turnout in the primaries and caucuses this year is down from 4 years ago. Some party leaders have also expressed concern that the lengthy and divisive primary campaign could hurt Republican chances in November. But John Fortier of the Bipartisan Policy Center expects that the Republican Party will unify behind its nominee in time for the general election campaign in November.
I think there's the great likelihood at the end of the race that most Republican voters will come home, just as after the Clinton and Obama race, where there was bitterness and difference of types of voters, most Democratic voters ended up supporting the nominee.
The delegate math demonstrates how difficult it would be for Santorum to overtake Romney at this point. Santorum would have to win about 70% of the remaining delegates at stake to win the nomination, while Romney only needs to win about 45% to emerge victorious. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.